The following is a presentation of Team Glory Sports.
97.5 Glory FM. WGTJ Radio presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Welcome to the countdown to kickoff of tonight's game with the Longstreet Cafe pregame show. Let's go to the field for tonight's game on 97.5 Glory FM.
And welcome to High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM, along with Gary Glenn and Joe Gailey. Mike Morford with you here from East Hall Stadium. And it is the culmination of the year as we celebrate the seniors here all across North Georgia with the annual Fellowship of Christian Athletes East-West All-Star Football Classic. And it is always a great way to end the high school football year. And Joe, I think we always love coming here. We've been here since day one of this event. And we went from Jason Lester as the director down to Clint Fair, who's the director of North Georgia FCA. And we see the biggest thing, how FCA has grown in all these years and how many young men and how many coaches have been effective and now are in eternity going with the Father.
Well, and it's really nice to see, Mike, and you and I, obviously, and Gary and Harper, when he's with us, get to see what these kids have are doing from year to year, what the coaches are preaching to them, what the FCA directors are doing. And, of course, well, I know we talk about West Hall, but they really had a great revival, if you will, down there with those kids this year. And I think it's your pastor is their lead, and they've done a fantastic job. But Clint Fair has done a really good job across North Georgia. They got tons of folks participating all across, and I'll say North Georgia because they go from Fannin County all the way back over to the South Carolina and all the way up to the Tennessee and North Carolina line. So Clint's got a lot of folks under him that are school directors or area directors, that kind of thing, and a lot of kids participating in FCA, and it's really a blessing to see that they get to do something fun like this for these kids here at the end of the year.
Well, the biggest thing here locally is we had the Greater Hall FCA. That's what it began. Then it expanded to include the schools in Jackson County, and now we have the Jackson Banks FCA, and those are the ones, the players are basically in this event. Plus, they also added Habersham Central, Lumpkin County, White County. They've also added Stevens County in the mix also. So you see it goes basically from Toccoa to Fly Branch.
Exactly. And it's a big thing. You know, I started working with you full time, if you will. We went to Habersham Central a few years ago, and we were Habersham and Lakeview a couple of years. excuse me, at East Hall this year. And I think all the schools are very gracious about donating or letting the folks use their facilities and letting the teams come in here. And FCA runs a good program for it. The kids are in navy blue and white tops or white bottoms and white tops and white bottoms, and they all have their respective school helmet on there. That's about the only way that and the roster is about the only way we can tell them apart this year, for sure.
No doubt about it. Yeah. They use the FCA colors with their uniforms here, and they have cheerleaders. Mentioned my pastor, Dr. Zach Williams of Flat Creek Baptist Church. Mm-hmm. His wife, Summer, she was speaking to the cheerleaders. So we have even FCA cheerleaders here tonight, and you'll see a pregame prayer this evening, also a postgame prayer, and it's really great to see. As we talked this past Saturday morning, on the Saturday morning sports show with Tony Lottie and LaCroix Montgomery, who's helping out the West squad this evening, head coach at West Hall, is okay, what's the number one thing? And for you and I, Gary, I think the number one thing is building young men, as they say, to be, great parents in the future, great daddies, great men in the community. And that's what we like to see, the stories of people who have played here in the past, what they're doing. Yeah, it's always great to get W's during the season. You're competing. But at the same time, you want to have a lot of fun. And you, as Chuck Graham, the head boys basketball coach at West Hall, always talks about, we'll have him on the Saturday Morning Sports Show soon, is that it's really, when you know why you're playing and who you're playing for, then everything else really becomes relative.
Exactly. And, the main focus is the man upstairs, Mike, the good Lord. And that's what all these guys need to keep that in perspective. You get up every morning. And like we were saying in my small group at church last night, our leader, Kim said, McWhorter said, first thing you do, you get up in the morning, you take that deep breath, and you said, thank you, Lord, for that first breath. May I have a lot of them today.
Absolutely.
And that's what it's all about.
And well, you and I have seen so far in this young basketball season, in the first month of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And as of today, it was a month ago today, we had our first basketball broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
And that tells you how quickly it goes by.
Oh, yeah.
We've had five different players across the area who have gone down with season-ending injuries.
Exactly.
And that's why I always say you're never promised tomorrow. And it's like, okay, what are these young people going to do? And they got to have a foundation, or then you're in trouble.
Well, and the thing is, and I think that both you and Gary would agree with me on this, if you put God first, he's going to lead you in the right direction. Sure, you're going to make a left turn or a right turn out of that straight path that he wants you on, and that's just learning, as we've all done in our teenage or younger years. And then we're going to straighten that path out, hopefully, and then be on the straight and narrow after that, hopefully with him leading you. And go on to be successful in whatever endeavor. And when I say that, folks, I mean whatever you do, whether you're a clerk at Walmart or whether you're the CEO of a big company. It doesn't matter on that part of it, as long as you keep the Lord centered in your life.
You know, unless you're a blind radio guy here doing things,
exactly.
It's okay, Lord. You gotta have you to supply everything in what we're doing, and that's what we do. We have to follow Him and His steps to lead us here. That's why we're here this evening here on 97.5 Glory FM. And Joe, Gary, and I are back after this two-minute timeout as we preview tonight's ball game on the Longstreet Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
On-time service and experience matter for your home's heating and air system. For more than 40 years, Conditioned Air Systems has been North Georgia's solution for residential HVAC installation, maintenance, and repair. Family-owned and operated, we deliver the highest quality service on any brand and model with no hidden fees, promising 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Comfort you can feel, quality you can trust. Visit ConditionedAirSystems.com to schedule an appointment.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
This is Matt Nick, president of Duplicating Products, where we're proud to celebrate 50 years of serving North Georgia. Since 1974, Duplicating Products has been dedicated to providing top quality office solutions and exceptional service. Our success would not have been possible without the support of our incredible community and loyal customers. Thank you for being an important part of our journey. Find out more about us at duplicatingproducts.com/thank you.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Welcome back to the Longstreet Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
If I can't plug Longstreet Cafe there, one of our dear friends, Tim Bunch, if you want to see what life's all about, go to Longstreet Cafe, and you're going to feel the atmosphere there is different than any place you're going to go, and the food is also the best when it comes to home cooking there at Longstreet Cafe. Tell me, you heard about it right here on 97.5 Glory FM. Well, we get ready for the kickoff tonight's ball game. It's East versus West. Tommy Jones, the head coach for Cherokee Bluff, he's the head coach of the West. Matt Turner, who's hosting the event this evening here at East Hall, he is the head coach of the East. And Joe, let's talk about everybody playing. I'm going to read down some names.
I can do it. On the East side tonight, they'll be wearing navy. They'll have on their team headgear and white pants. And starting with number one, Antonio Cantrell from Habit Central. Number two, Tanner Renard from Flower Branch. Number three, Caden Daniels from Jackson County. Number four, Will Mota from Johnson. Number five, Greg Barnett from East Hall. Peyton Llewellyn, number eight, from East Hall. Nehemiah Anderson from East Hall, number 10. Landon Savage, number 15, from Habs Central. Matt Hale from East Hall, number 17. Number 18, Aaron Hitchcock from Habs Central. Mac Mullis, number 22, from Commerce. Parker Worley from East Hall, number 33. Number 40 is Kane Berryman from Jackson County. Jacob Lunsford, number 40, from Stevens County. And Jock Brown, 43, from Stevens County. Jackson Prehar from Flat Branch wear number 44. Noah Lanford from East Hall wears number 70. Braxton Epps from 72 from Commerce. Bryson Free from East Hall wears 74. Maximus Scott from Flair Branch wears 76. Joshua Pacheco from Flair Branch wears 77. Armando Garcia from Johnson wears 79. Jonah Swinton, Stevens County, number 80. Number 81, Everett Rudisill from Habs Central. Number 82, Kamari McCarter from Stevens County. 87, Noah Gonzalez from Johnson. 89, Aaron Brock from East Hall. And 99, Dawson Barnett from Habs Central. And they may be one or two that aren't here because they're involved in basketball, but they are all on the roster this evening. On the west side, they'll be wearing white jerseys, white pants, and, of course, their respective team headgear. Number one, Brooks Bryan from Cherokee Bluff. Number two, Trevion Brown from Gainesville. Number three, Jackson Bell from Lumpkin County. Number four, Kylan Hall from Gainesville. Kason Goss from Chesterfield will wear number five. Landon Kemp from Cherokee Bluff, number six. Clyde Jones from Gainesville, number eight. Charlie House from North Hall, number nine. Number 10, John Scott from White County. Jaden Deck, White County, number 12. Hayden Vandegrift, White County, number 14. Junior Avila from West Hall, number 15. Nelson Magias from West Hall, number 16. Tanner White from North Hall, number 17. Number 18 will be Connor Grelick from Lumpkin County. Colin Muirs, Cherokee Bluff, wears number 20. Number 21 will be Isaiah Glez from Chesterfield. Charlie Bradshaw, Chesterfield, wears number 22. Armand Long Jr. from West Hall wears 23. 33 is Connor Griffin from Cherokee Bluff. 41, Rylan Ackerman from Cherokee Bluff. Noah Williams, 42, from White County. 44, Jacob Kelly from Lakeview. 49, Thomas Green from North Hall. Chance Armour from West Hall wears number 70. Rock Finch from Gainesville, number 73. D.J. Whitcomb from Lakeview, number 74. 78, Jacob Garmany from Lumpkin. 79, Matthew Reese from Lumpkin County. Number 80, Landon Kemp from Cherokee Bluff. Daniel Standage, West Hall, number 81. Hector Espinoza from Chesterfield wears 82. Jackson Kohler from Lakeview, 83. Junior Thompson wears number 84 from Lakeview. Number 88 is Luke Jenkins from North Hall. Number 89 is Garrett Ryder from Cherokee Bluff. Number 90, Caden Vercruce from Riverside Military Prep. Number 93 is Nick Sanders from North Hall. That rounds out the rosters for today's game, Mike.
And we're back in 2 minutes from East Hall Stadium as we bring you the FCA East-West All-Star Football Classic here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
Sure, Santa. I'll hold.
Aw, calling Santa with your Christmas list hope?
No, he's calling me to place his Lawn Street Cafe order.
Sure, and I bet he wants cookies and milk.
No, he gets enough of that on the road. His favorite is country fried steak.
What? No figgy pudding?
Here, Mary, ask him.
Hello, Santa.
Ho, ho, ho. Figgy pudding? When there's banana pudding from Long Street Cafe? Mary? Hello?
Merry Christmas and happy birthday to Jesus from Mon Street Cafe with two Gainesville locations.
Now, back to the Longstreet Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
One or the other.
And we are counting down to kick off of the FCA East-West All-Star Football Classic. Gary Glenn down the sidelines. And Gary, it is football weather, friend.
Well, I tell you, it is, but it's not as cold as it has been on the last couple of Friday nights. I went over to Bogart on Friday and saw Prince Avenue Christian play, and it was cold, brothers and sisters. I'm going to tell you. I mean, I said I told y'all that I was dressed up like the Michelin Man. But it's nice. It's nippy. It's good. We only got a five-man crew, guys, and no quote-unquote official clock man. Ron Reagan is our referee. Umpire is Bart Ingram. Clint Camp is the line judge. Headlineman is Larry Etheridge, and the back judge is Steve McKay. So we got five people that have, I suspect, probably volunteered their time.
I think they mostly do, yes.
And to come out here and do it for the kids. And it's all about the kids. It's a chance for these seniors to get one last shot putting the pads on.
Mm-hmm.
They probably won't do what we did some time ago when we played those alumni games, which is really stupid. I think the liability now, that would be way, way more than anybody could afford to insure you.
Yep.
But anyway, this is a fun game. People have fun. And I tell you, once they tee it up, though, and they kick it off, they get competitive.
Yep.
If you're an athlete and you've been a competitive athlete, you want to win. And it's not bad to go out with a win.
Well, with that, Gary, there are four schools in the area that are not represented this evening with players. They'd be Bates County and East Jackson. But also, a team that won a state championship this year, Lanier Christian. Congratulations to the Lightning for winning the GAPPS championship. Your alma mater, Jefferson, playing for state title a week coming in this Wednesday.
That's right. That's right. They'll play behind Prince and Mercedes-Benz Stadium out there. We may make a day of it out there. I said, because my daughter-in-law's nephew plays for Prince. So, you know, and of course, as you said, Jefferson, my alma mater, and they've won a state championship in football and played for it several times. But, Mike, I think they've only won one, the Dragons have.
Well, back in 12, I think it was?
I think it was, yes. I was there and watched that one, and they played for it a couple of years ago but didn't win that one. But it'd be good to have a day of football where you just can just sort of kind of sit back and relax. Just watch some football. But this is going to be a fun game tonight, and they almost always have fun.
Please, pardon me. We're going to have a moment of silence in the play of the National League. We're back in 2 minutes here on 97.5 Glory FM.
If you need on-time expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
This is Matt Nick, president of Duplicating Products, where we're proud to celebrate 50 years of serving North Georgia. Since 1974, Duplicating Products has been dedicated to providing top-quality office solutions and exceptional service. Our success would not have been possible without the support of our incredible community and loyal customers. Thank you for being an important part of our journey. Find out more about us at duplicatingproducts.com/thank you.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Good evening, everyone. This is Clint Fair, the North Georgia Director with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, here on 97.5 Glory FM Friday Night Football. If you could, please join us as we pray to kick off this Friday night. Lord, we thank you for loving us. God, we thank you for who you are. God, help us tonight God, to look to you in all things. Thank you for the tools and the gifts that you've blessed these coaches and athletes with as they perform all across North Georgia, competing in this great game of football. God, watch over, protect them. God, help us to live for you. Help them to live for you. God, we thank you for radio stations like 97.5, Glory FM. God, thank you. Thank you, thank you. God, we love you. Again, watch over and protect us. In Jesus' name, amen.
And we're back here on 97.5 Glory FM. Joe Gailey and Mike Warford with you in the booth. Gary Glenn down the sidelines. Gary, here's something for you for Santa to ask for him. A heated jacket is what you're going to need.
He's changing out some stuff down there, Mike. But, yeah, you know, you've got your heated jacket on. I can see your little red pouch on right there. I've got my long-sleeve T-shirt, my sweatshirt, and I've got my heavy coat on. I've got my toboggan on covering my bald head. I've got gloves and a sweater if I need it. So I'm just, I told Gary when he came in, I'm just glad it's not raining or precipitating tonight.
Oh, absolutely. And there's rain in the forecast this weekend. So my jacket on green or red right there.
It's red.
It's on high then. That's
it's on
what
high.
We do. Good.
Gary, Mike was saying you might want to get you one of these heated jackets for Christmas like he's got up here.
Okay, well, I'm all about being warm. You know me.
That might be a gift you have to ask for
Miss Jill.
Miss Santa, Miss Jill, whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now you had White County. You had one White County guy on the West roster. I've got them. I got all the rest of White County guys on the East roster. I think.
Yeah. I've got all White County on the West that I've got. Now they sent me an email, and you may have got the one that they sent me first on Monday. And they said they had to move some kids, and I bet that's the roster I have, Gary.
Oh,
I apologize.
Okay.
So,
well, okay. We'll deal with it. Okay. Yep. So you got White County now on the West?
White County's on the West. That's
okay.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yep.
So you get a chance to talk to a lot of people this evening, Gary, the coaches who mean so much to us and how they've been affected by FCA and then these players playing their final game this evening. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight.
Yeah, I think it will be. You know, Gary was talking about the alumni games and a flashback, which is one of those, there's a flashback? Yeah. And when I was at Truett McConnell, which was a college back then, and that's a university, you used to have the freshman-sophomore game. It was a junior college.
Yep.
Well, the freshman-sophomore, it was all-out tackle with no pads, baby, on the front lawn. And you had some ex-football players or some former football players that wanted to go all out. And so I was pretending to be Eric Russell that day, and the sign was if I took my hat off, they blitzed. So they, needless to say, they wanted me to pull my hat off every play on defense that day. And it was a wild time. Our group manhandled the other group, but whatever we were that day. I think we were the sophomores.
Well, tonight there's been so much rust in us. It's been a long time since some of these players have had the opportunity to get on the field.
Well, you know, it's been 3 or 4 or 5 weeks, Gary, exactly, for some of these guys. You know, some of them, you know, like Cherokee Bluff went the deepest this year.
Right.
It's only been a couple of years.
Yeah.
Paul, but the rest of them, it's been several weeks for him.
Yeah, and that's something. So usually in these quote-unquote, what happens is the defense is usually ahead of the offense because you can just kind of pin your ears back and play defense. And, of course, they're going to gimmick that up some too, probably no blitzing. You know, they'll work with the kickoffs and the punts and things like that too. But
right. It's
tough to install some kind of an offense when you only have two or three practices.
Bingo.
Exactly.
Yes.
And so I suspect that'll be pretty vanilla as well. Now, they're going to line up they probably and shake hands and do all that kind of stuff. So
right.
We'll wait and see what transpires after that.
Yeah, they begin practice back on Monday. So it's like, okay, get a chance to meet each other, get a little chemistry. And you know basics of football, Monday, Tuesday, and then yesterday and today, getting ready for this event. And so the big thing is have fun and represent the Lord the way you should be out there. And let's not, you know, do any trash talking. Let's don't get into a fight or anything. Let's go home and, you know, in one piece.
Oh, like I said, you know, I can remember suiting it up when my oldest son could watch me play football. And you know, it's fine. We're all friends. We're all Jefferson people. But when they tooted that whistle, we were hitting. And people said, I can't believe you're hitting this hard. I guess it's the best football we've seen all year.
I said, there's a commercial out here on radio tonight that says, how do you sleep at night?
Okay. I think I slept pretty well after those. Now the next week I didn't sleep too well because I was so sore and beat up. But these kids are a lot younger than I was in those days. And like you said, it hadn't been that long since some of them played.
And hopefully, yeah, even though we had, you know, the National Signing Day, last week. Hopefully some of these guys will be going to, you know, it would be an NAI school or a Division II school and get a chance to play on the next level sometime.
Well, that'd be really cool if they get to do that. You know, I don't know how many of them have committed, and this really isn't. You know, I was telling Mike the other day, Gary, it's not like the old East-West Shrine Game where a lot of the college kids were still vying for some, you know, being able to get to the pros or being able to go to a combine. This is just kind of our last hurrah in a high school uniform.
Yeah. I got Matt Turner with us. Matt, what's it been like to work with this aggregation of talent, all these senior boys?
It's been a lot of fun. You know, I love this event. All the schools come together. You get to coach kids from other schools. All the coaches get to work together. So it's been a heck of a lot of fun. I know that.
Yeah. And you probably could go to war with these people, couldn't you? I mean, you got a lot of talent here.
Yeah, you'd love to have this same group together on Friday nights when it was for real. So that'd be a lot of fun. A lot of talent here tonight for sure.
And the FCA does a great job with this, don't they? And I mean, it's to have fun and play football, but there's other purposes behind this.
Absolutely. FCA does an outstanding job putting this event together. We know there's a bigger purpose why we're here, and that's why we're here. But football brings it, and we couldn't be happier with the job FCA does.
Oh, I know. When you tee it up, they're going to get competitive.
Always, you know, that's what it's about. They're young boys, and juices get flowing. They're gonna get after it for sure.
All right. Well, good luck, Coach. Appreciate it. Thank you. They're having a prayer, I think, at midfield now.
Yes, all right. Sure they are. There we go. So there we've had our moment of silence up here a few moments ago. So players are going to say one more prayer before they
got it. They
have the point toss.
I had the officials in the middle and the players. I probably had the FCA director out there doing the prayer for them. Now they're through and chatting a little bit.
Aaron Mann's representing FCA this evening.
Getting their hats back on now. The players are.
Let's see if we can get something real quick. Jones. Hey, Tommy. Just ask. We talked to Matt over there. And this must have been a lot of fun for you to work with all this talent.
It's a heck of a good time. It really is. I mean, it's a great way to cap the season off. Good kids. Y'all should get to fellowship with so many good coaches, good men, and a lot of laughing, and at the same time, a lot of getting these guys ready to come out here and play and perform well.
And it's going to get competitive, isn't it?
Yeah, I think as much fun as you have during the week of practice, I think once the ball's kicked off, we're all wired that way to where we want to win, and I think these boys are too. And so I think it'll get highly competitive.
Usually the defense is ahead in these kind of games, isn't it?
You would think so. I mean, it takes a long time to install an offense. So I know last year it was 0-0 until there was a couple minutes left. Yeah. So hopefully we'll be able to squeak a few points out in this thing.
All right. Good luck, Coach. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Matt Turner, the head coach of the East. Tommy Jones, head coach of the West. And we're getting close to kickoff this
evening.
Yeah,
about a minute and 10 on the clock there, Michael.
One quick word with Jason Lester now. Yeah, come here. Come here. Yeah, this thing is just kept going, huh? You guys got this thing.
I'm not even anymore coming out here to watch it, but it is. Would you all please join me? Aaron and those guys have done a really good job with it.
All right, well, enjoy the game, Jason. Appreciate it. There you go, guys.
All right, number one Tech fan here this evening. Coming up next, we'll kick things off on the FCA East-West All-Star Football Classic here on 97.5 Glory FM.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Celebrating the excitement of local high school football, 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Tonight's game is brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Duplicating Products, Riverside Pharmacy, EMC Security, Siphon Logistics, North Hall Tire and Wheel, and by Longstreet Cafe. It's time for the kickoff of Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ.
Well, you know, you can't pray enough. We just had the PA announcer to my right, Ryan Phillips, who is the youth director at Hopewell Baptist Church. He was the voice of the West Hall of Spartans at the Hot Gates of Spartanfield. Here this evening is our PA announcer, and he just gave one more prayer before we get things kicked off and ready to go.
Received a text from our buddy Steve Armour up in North Hall saying he's battling a cold, so he's going to be listening in tonight. He was going to come down and watch because he's a football guy. He loves football season for sure. But, Steve, glad you're listening in. I know Jason Edwards probably listening in. He's got some parents. We got about 75, 80 folks here now, maybe filtering in close to 100. Looks like the blue team is going to, and I don't think they're going to kick off. I think they're just going to take the football, Mike. So it looks like they're going to put it on the 25, And I'm guessing the white team, which is the West, will be on offense first.
So Team West, Joe, will be on offense.
All right. They'll line it up there. Seeing having different numbers tonight, and I know we've already got some that are different between mine and Gary's chart. It looks like that Bo Brooks Bryan from Cherokee Bluff will be the quarterback. And then standing beside him is Travion Brown, the running back from Gainesville.
That's what I expected, Joe.
Brooks is going to throw it right off out of the gate tonight. Throws it right down there to what I have is number six, Landon Kemp from the Bluff.
I'll be honest, I thought he might go deep with Landon right there, Joe, and start things off as he would get sort of loosened up here.
Yeah,
Landon goes about 5'10", 150. You got some people that are probably going to be playing at the next level, and you got a few. But this is going to be it.
Well, Landon's going to be a baseball player later on.
Yeah.
I figured. But some of these guys, Travion Brown is going to be one of those kids that might be playing at the next level for sure. Bryan having to scramble around, then throws up a long one in the middle, and it's overthrown. Oh, it's tipped right into the hands of a receiver for the white team. Number six, Landon Kemp, caught that alley-oop, if you will, down there. Yeah, Landon caught it. It's all the way down to the 40-yard line of the East squad.
Well, you heard Tommy Jones say, well, we might can see if we can put a few points on the board.
Well, I was kind of surprised they've come out and run and thrown passes in two passes in a row like that.
I'm not surprised that the people pass it anymore.
Travion Brown runs and he comes around. He's going to get right back maybe to the 39. Gets a going to be second down. You know, we saw a little bit different this year. We saw a lot of teams air it out. East Hall aired it out this year. North Hall aired it out this year. Cherokee Bluff threw it a lot.
Yeah, we saw one game, remember, the North Hall-Gilmer County playoff game where Gilmer didn't throw a single pass.
Exactly.
That is an anomaly in this day and time.
Exactly.
Right. Sure. Brooks Bryan is one of the best quarterbacks in the area as a senior.
Got sending guys to the far side. Clyde Jones, looks like they're Landon Kemp, Kaysen Goss from Chesapeake. He's going to throw it again. He's got a man open right down there at the first down marker. That's going to be number eight. Clyde Jones, according to my list, from Gainesville. Caught that one.
Yep, that's who it is, from Gainesville High.
Gainesville's almost a replica of the Alabama helmet, Mike. They got the number, the little box number on one side for their jersey number. And then on the other side, they got the elephant coming through the G, Gainesville G there.
And that's from the former Red Elephant. Back then, they were called the Alabama guy there with Josh Niblett.
Mm-hmm. Bring him up. Number five, Kaysen Goss, comes into the blocking back. They're going to have off to Travion. Travion's going to get across the 30 down to about the 28-yard line. He gets about maybe one, maybe about one, you're going to say. He was already at the 29. I'm going to give him one second down and nine.
It was Jackson Prehar in on that. On that stop from Flowery Branch,
mm-hmm.
Jackson, a 6'1", 215-pound. All these people are seniors, of course, in this game.
Mm-hmm. Running the man on there late. Well, that's Brooks Bryan. He was a quarterback. He's getting over there, getting his instructions, coming back out on the field.
Wearing number one.
Defensive line. Looks like one of the White Candy boys in there. I'll get his number and name in a minute. Right across the middle, slant pattern, and he caught it. That's number 84, I believe. He's in for the touchdown.
Yes, indeed.
Is that Junior Thompson?
Junior Thompson,
yeah,
from Lakeview.
According to my roster, yeah. Yeah, Junior caught that one, got across the end zone line for the first score with 8:23 left here in the first quarter.
I think that's about a 29-yarder, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. It was 29-yarder and a quick score. Last year we had to wait till the end to see scoring. This year they score early.
So Junior Thompson from Lakeview Academy catching the pass from Brooks Bryan.
Extra point will be attempted by number 89, Garrett Ryder from Cherokee Bluff. Everything is dead on that one. It's up and it is good. 7-0 West. West in the league.
And we got much more for you. After this 1 minute timeout, you're tuned to the FCA East-West All-Star Football Classic on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
We're back here, Peyton Newellen of the East. The first pass play is intercepted by the West.
Colin Muirs from Cherokee Bluff went up and caught that one about the 48-yard line. Got tackled at the 47, and that'll start over by the West side. We'll have the football again, Gary.
Yeah, Muirs, 5'11", 170, was just right there, and it caught him. Looked like to me he hit him between the numbers, Joe.
Yep, he went right up there. He had to climb the ladder, but he got it. Brian's going to throw a long one coming down the sideline. The intended receiver, oh, good defensive right there.
Oh, that was great defense. Yep.
Number
10, Nehemiah Anderson, East Hall.
Yep, from East Hall, made the breakup right there. The intended receiver was Junior Thompson from Lakeview.
6'3", 163, and Nehemiah used every inch of that. He went up and just slapped it away. That was great pass defense right there.
Four.
You can tell Tommy Jones is going for it early in this ball game.
He's going to score some points, isn't he? Well, showing Brooks his arm off.
And, of course, they didn't they played last Friday night, so he's still got the competitive fire going, that's for sure.
And we'll run it right in. Ooh, he got tackled in a hurry right there. Who was that masked man running the ball? Jackson Bell from Lumpkin was the ball carrier that time, and he got racked pretty hard by several defenders.
Well, I've got a number 12, maybe, but I don't think that's Noah Williams anymore. You got a number 12 for the East. It's a Navy now?
I do not have a number 12.
I don't know who that was. No. And 18, Aaron Hitchcock from Hap Central, number 18, 6'3", 220 also in on that. We'll see if we can figure out who number 12 is here. I'll meander down the sidelines.
Mentioned Cherokee Bluff and Brooks Bryan. They only lost two games this year, both to Jefferson.
Ooh, they blitz in a hurry, and he hits his man from Gainesville over there on the far side. Was that Brown again?
Colin Hall.
Colin Hall, yeah, number four, Colin Hall from Gainesville. Parker Worley makes the tackle on the far side over there. I'll depend on Ryan a good bit tonight. It's fourth down at about two. Ball's down to 39. The West squad with the football. They're wearing white tonight. White tops, white bottoms, red numbers trimmed in blue. The East squad, navy tops with red trimmed in white numbers, white bottoms. All the players have their helmets from the high school on their hat, on their head. We've got cheerleaders from Gainesville and Flowery Branch and East Hall down here below us, Mike. Looks like cheering the teams on.
Big play here.
Fourth down and two. They're going to run it right there in the middle. It looks like they got the first down. Big push in there. The defense came up there and pushed him back. Let's see where they spotted at. They're spotting it, but I know it's going to go over on downs. It was short. Yeah. Chesity, Cakes, and Goss did not get it. Stopped about a yard short. It'll be first and 10.
How about that?
For the East.
Well, they say that 12 is Noah Williams.
Okay.
And he's 5'8", 205. That'd be about right. That's about what he looks like. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we'll leave it there.
And he's with the blue team, right?
Right.
Yes, sir, he is.
Not Noah Williams. Good deal. I'll write him down.
So Peyton Newell will lead the East back up now after that defensive stop.
He's got a half central guy, Antonio Cantrell, right beside him. Going to hand off to Antonio. Antonio's got about 6 or 7 yards out of the middle across the 40, down to about the 45-yard line. Quick handoff from Peyton Lou Allen, and they go right up the middle and give it to Antonio Cantrell. He gets seven big yards right there down to the 45.
And the Raiders had a good season, finished number four in Region 8 Quinte, but had the an enviable task going on the road to take on Lee County.
Mm-hmm. Payton takes it, hands it off to Cantrell again. Cantrell going to run him. He's got the first down after the 50 across midfield, down to about the 49 of the west side.
Tanner White out of North Hall, 6'2", 210-pounder.
Mm-hmm.
In on that stop.
Tanner wearing number 17 tonight. North Hall making it to the third round of the playoffs this year. A couple more record setters with them this year, the quarterback and a couple other things. First down, 10, 49-yard line of the West squad. Now, Peyton Levan's going to keep it himself. He's going to go across the 45 down to about the 44-yard line. Peyton doing like a run-pass option that time, Gary, and did a nice job of it carrying the ball out there down to the 44-yard line.
Well, if you've got a good quarterback, you know, especially in a game like this, the old RPO run-pass option is not a bad play because you can pull it down and run when your receivers are covered, and that's exactly what he did.
Peyton was a receiver and a defensive back for East Hall during the season when they had Jamarcus Harrison, who's an underclassman, as their starting quarterback this year. And Peyton was a backup, but Peyton did a well of a job for Coach Turner this year. He's getting to play quarterback some tonight.
That last tackle made by Charlie Bradshaw.
Second down, about 4 yards to go. And going to fade back. Cantrell going to, or excuse me, Lou Allen's going to throw it. Found his man over here at the 40, down to the 35. Flips, does a somersault down to about the 28-yard line.
Well, that's what happens when, you know, when you're not used to playing with your team. That was a busted coverage right there. He was all by himself.
Everett Rudisill from Habs Central makes the catch on that one, number 81. He caught it around the 35 and did a somersault down around the 30, landed at the 29. It'll be first and 10 for the Navy squad. 1:12 left here in the quarter, 7-0. West in the lead in the FCA East-West All-Star Classic. From East Hall Stadium. Four down linemen for the West. And kick it out here. Going to get over here to number 3, Caden Daniels from Jackson County. Caden going to get across the 25 down to right at the 21. So he gets about 8 on the carry, almost 9. It'll be second down and short, second about 1.
Armand Long Jr., a DB out of West Hall. First guy that hit him, 5'11", 160-pounder. Also number 90. From the West came on to make sure. Caden Veracruz out of Riverside.
Glad somebody from the academy is here.
Good to have him here with us tonight. Second down and about 1. Hand it off to Cantrell. Cantrell trying to go outside. He crossed the 20. Runs over a guy about the 17. Gets down to about the 16. Antonio Cantrell down to the 17. First down and 10. So look at this. The East team is driving it this time, Gary.
Yeah, and it looks like that might have been the last play of the quarter.
Yep, 3-2-1. That'll end of the quarter, 7-0 West after one period.
And we're back in the second quarter in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM with the East-West All-Star Football Classic.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
Sure, Santa. I'll hold.
Aw, calling Santa with your Christmas list hope?
No, he's calling me to place his Long Street Cafe order.
Sure, and I bet he wants cookies and milk.
No, he gets enough of that on the road. His favorite is country fried steak.
What? No figgy pudding?
Yeah, Mary, ask him.
Hello, Santa.
Ho, ho, ho. Figgy pudding? When there's banana pudding from Long Street Cafe? Mary? Hello?
Merry Christmas and happy birthday to Jesus from Mon Street Cafe with 2 Gainesville locations.
You heard that right there. We say Merry Christmas to you and also happy birthday to Jesus as we get closer to Christmas Day, a week from Wednesday.
On our way.
2 weeks from yesterday.
Yep, the East team driving. They have it first and 10 down on the West.
Dropped it
right there. Lou Allen picks it up. He's trying to get around. Ooh, big number 44 looks like. Made the tackle, Jacob Kelly from Lakeview.
Yeah, 6 foot, 195-pounder came in. You can tell it by that eagle on his helmet.
Yeah.
Came in there, and it hit him in the hands. I think he must have just looked away for a second, and he just dropped the ball, but he picked it up and made a little bit of yardage out of it.
They will spot him actually about 2 yards short or behind where he was line of scrimmage. He'll be at the 20. It'll be second down and 12 now. Lou Allen, the quarterback. Grant Cantrell beside him. Lou Allen looking up. Now he's going to run at the 20. He fakes it. Oh, to the 10, the 5. He knocked out of bounds at the 4. He drew back like he was going to throw it at the 15 and pulled it out and ran 10 more yards, Gary.
Yeah, Kaysen Goss from Chesterton, 6 foot, 210-pound linebacker, just kind of gave him a little shoulder block and knocked him out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, that was 6.
Exactly. He ran down the sideline like he was going to put that one in the end zone. Peyton looks over. We'll see him during baseball season here in a few months.
So he's knocking on the door.
First down and goal inside the 5, down around the 3-yard line. Lou Allen takes it, hands off to Cantrell. Cantrell, tackle from behind. Big tackle right there. Number 5, Kaysen Goss from Chesterton makes the tackle.
And White from Noah Hall came in there.
Tanner.
Yeah, they stood him right up at the line of scrimmage. I don't think he got an inch, did he? Maybe,
no.
Maybe two inches.
He might have got 2 inches, if that much. It's second down and goal at the 5.
It's a loss of a yard. Second and goal.
Lou Allen, Cantrell beside him. 3 wideouts, 4 wideouts for the East squad. Back to pass. Got a man open over there. It'll be a touchdown to Cantrell. They run him out of the backfield. Cantrell caught it at the 3 and ran it in.
Yeah, a nice play that time. Caught him napping a little bit, so he hit Cantrell for a 5-yarder.
He almost tried to do the icky shuffle over there on the far side, on the eye of Vikings on the far side over there, Gary. I don't know if you were looking at Antonio, but it looked like he was trying to do the icky shuffle on that. Hadn't seen that one in a while. All right, 7-6. I'm going to attempt the extra point right here. Let me get my spectacles out. See what number in there. Number is at 17. No. 87, I believe it is. The kick is up, and it is good. And I'll get the number for you in a minute. 7-7.
It is 87.
87?
Yep. Gonzalez.
All right, Gonzalez, and tied at 7 with 9-11.
We're back in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Your home is part of you, and keeping it comfortable and well-maintained is essential. Conditioned Air Systems is North Georgia's solution for residential heating, air, and plumbing services. For more than 40 years, our family has been committed to delivering the highest quality service by our certified technicians and plumbers. Experience the difference today when you choose Conditioned Air Systems for your home's heating, air, and plumbing needs. Quality you can feel, service you can trust. Visit conditionedairsystems.com to schedule an appointment.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Back here at East Hall Stadium, and John Scott makes the tackle, but Landon Kemp got a little slant route, got about 8 or 9 yards, and John Scott picked him up and said, nope, you're not going any further, and slammed him to the turf right there at the 29-and-a-half.
Heard the crowd go, ooh, yeah,
exactly. Like a WWE and picked him up and body slammed him right there. He's all right, though. Brooks Bryan going to try and run. Oh, and the defense came up there and held him right there, knocked him for about a yard loss.
Well, you know that Landon's dad, Jeremy, just cringes. Okay, you go. Baseball starts soon, son. Be careful out here.
Exactly.
Anyway, see, we got some. got Peyton Llewellyn. Come here, Peyton. All right. Touchdown pass. On the field, it's just turned into a, you know, last year was like nothing to nothing for a long, long time, and now we got, it's already 7-7.
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah, we're just trying to go out here and have fun, you know, put on for our high schools and, you know, Jesus Christ, of course, who is this for, you know, and, yeah, we just want to make sure the fans have fun watching us go out there and score. We don't want to bore people, you know.
Well, it's been pretty good so far. We'll see what happens here.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Throw it down on the far side. Pass is complete. over there to
that the third and one place was first down for the West.
Mm-hmm. What's it been like working with all these people? Some of you played against.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's kind of weird, you know, just studying on why to hate these people, you know. Not really, but, like, you know, just figure out what to do wrong with them or whatever. But it's kind of been fun just bonding with people, you know, making these lifelong friends.
What's it been like to play here now and get this All-Star game on your home field?
Oh, it means everything. We walked out of here with a huge win on senior night, and I walked off thinking I wouldn't be able to play here again. But just having this chance just one more time to go out there and play quarterback, it means a lot to me.
A lot of fun, too, huh?
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, Gary, ask him about his future.
What's you going to do? What's your plans for the future, Pete?
Right now, just going and playing college football, just wherever. And then after that, going to coaching, you know, just stay around the game.
All right. Awesome. Good luck, son. Appreciate it. Thank you. All right, there you go.
Peyton Lou Allen, good job. Travion Brown there. On the carry, got 7 yards down to the 46 of the West squad. Brooks Bryan with Travion over to his right. 1, 2, 3, 4 wide outs spread out across. Brooks looking to sling it up long and high. Got a man. Oh, that's going to be interference.
Yeah.
Me too, but it was.
Got to throw those. Got to throw that.
Landon Kemp was there.
Did you see he put his hands up? Oh, it wasn't me. It wasn't me.
I didn't mean to do that.
I really thought it'd be the first play of the ball game. It was short pass to Landon, but that, there he went. They go deep.
That was 33, Parker Worley from East Hall. Made the.
It's a 15-yard penalty in the first down.
The penalty right there. That's one of those got tangled up and didn't really mean to, but the guy that was going to try and catch the ball is the one you got tangled up with. So that cost him.
And you had two officials throw the flag.
Yeah, exactly.
And even I saw that.
Yeah,
I mean,
yep. I think Parker was just trying to stick his arm up there, and then the guy kind of ran right into his arm as he went through there. First down and 10, ball's at the 39 of the East squad. Snap to Lou Allen. Going to hand off to number 5, Kaysen Goss. Kaysen trying to come across this way. Oh, he got some, breaks a tackle at the 35, the 30. Now, look at Kaysen Goss, stiff-armed the guy right there at the 35. Gary got
about
down.
About to say, yeah, he beat, when he hit that stiff arm, that sprung him for another 15 yards.
Yeah, what a year they had there at Chesapeake High. Finished number 3 in their region under Sir Cunningham.
Kaysen, one of the leaders on the team over there this year.
They've got plenty of time now. They want to put something on the board before halftime.
4:40 left here in the half. Goes by in a hurry in these All-Star games. But
yeah, it does.
They move the rules around a little bit. They don't kick off or anything like that. Lou Allen rolls out to the far side, O'Brien throws it, threw it late and kind of threw it behind his receiver. Intended receiver was 44, Jacob Kelly.
Little low, catchable ball, but he fielded the body's thigh pads.
Yep.
And just could not quite hang on. He was had to underhand the ball, and it just ricocheted off of his palms.
And, Joe, you know, you and I were at Lakeview Academy Tuesday night and saw Bethlehem Christian play the Lions. Mm-hmm. That's who Brooks Bryan played for last year was Bethlehem Christian.
Exactly. Exactly right. And Kane Berryman's got some family here. I heard he was the one that broke the pass up from Jackson County. And when Ryan called his name out there, he had some moms and some fans in there cheering for him. So, good deal. Glad y'all are here tonight. 7-7, 3:45 left in the quarter. West has the football driving from right to left as you look at your radio dial. Going to hand it off. Oh, double reverse it.
There we go.
This direction, the 25, the 20. He's going to bob a guy at the 10. Oh, he run into a guy at the 5. That was number 84 right there, Junior Thompson.
And Gregory Barnett of East Hall, number 5,
yep.
Prevented that touchdown. But that was slick right there now, yeah. Double reverse.
He's going for his second touchdown of the ball game.
Yeah, he was. Nice double reverse. That was pretty slick right there, did you say it, Gary?
Yeah, I like that.
Quarterback pitched it over there, I think it was to Travion. Travion then laddled it over to Junior. Junior sprinted out this way, did a little head bob there at the 20, got down, and then almost ran over a guy at the 5 before he got knocked out of bounds. Lou Allen has it. Little dart through it behind his man.
Did you see him do the pause to fake him out? Thought he was going to hand off. Drew the linebackers in a little bit.
Yep.
He threw it just a little bit behind him. Otherwise,
Goss would have caught that one.
Yes,
it was a little behind
him.
That's
the count of arm Brooks Bryan has.
Mm-hmm.
I like the little fake. The little, yeah. You know, these offenses. Of course, now, Brooks only played last Friday night. So he's not
still
rusty.
In shape.
He's not rusty. In fact, he's a little ahead of schedule, right?
Yes.
That's what I'd say.
Played Friday. Now you're playing Thursday? Yeah. Yes, he's not rusty at all.
Big number 70, Chance Armour, in the game for West Hall on the line. They're going to try and run it. They gave it off to number 3 that time, Jackson Bell from Lumpkin. He doesn't get anything. He's down to the 7. It's going to be third down and goal at the 7. With 2 minutes left, they're going to have a timeout right here called with 2 minutes left here in the first half.
Your two-minute warning here, getting ready for the kicking for the cow.
Kicking for the cow. And no, I'm not signed up, and I don't think Gary wants to either.
No.
My legs don't use what used to be, Joe. I couldn't kick it either, you know.
No, come on. I mean, I could do plenty of stuff, other stuff to embarrass myself. I don't need to do this.
But we have seen some outstanding kicks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know. I mean, what is it, Chick-fil-A for a year or something like that?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Somebody, there's your incentive.
Somebody did that from, 20 yards last year, 25 yards at Lakeview?
Uh-huh. I mean, we had like a former kicker or something.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Now, that wouldn't be very nice, but if Walker Viney came out from North Hall and kind of disguised himself or something and kicked it, that wouldn't be very fair, would it?
It wouldn't be quite like that kid that on the college thing, and he kicked $50,000 or something that?
Yeah.
So he stood in line, and the girl handed off to him.
Yep.
They split it. I mean, that was pretty smart right there.
Well, the guy missed it wide left the other day. It's probably good because the kick was going to be for $1.2 million. And a couple of Herb Street and what's his name? We're going to have to fork up about $400,000 apiece. I think they were whopping the rail saying, whew, that was close.
Here we go.
Brooks Bryan. With Kaysen Goss over to his right, 4 receivers. Bryan has it off to number 44, trying to get down. He only gets to the 3, big number 44. That is Jacob Kelly from Lakeview.
He bobbled it a little bit, but then he pulled it back to him, Joe. I thought he was going to drop it, but he did a good job of recovering with that.
Well, again, Parker Worley with another tackle for the East.
And we've got another timeout, 142.
Trying to decide if they want to kick a field goal, which I'm sure they've got people that are capable of doing that.
Yes,
and it would only be 3-7, but it would be a 20-yarder. Mm-hmm. Almost like an extra point.
Yeah, you got Garrett Ryder, who was very capable from Cherokee Bluff. Kick for them this year, very capable of handling that chore. You got
in an all-star game, you may just throw caution to the wind and go for it. But, you know, you also – these kids want to win, so we'll see what happens over there.
No, they're going to go for it.
See what Tommy Jones dials up over here.
They are down. Ball spotted at the 3. 142. Now, Gary, from where you are, and the moon has got to be behind us because I'm not seeing it, but I know it was nearly full when Mike and I were driving out tonight.
This is called a waxing gibbous moon.
Waxing gibbous. I knew you could tell between you and my daughter Anna because she used to keep up with that like everything.
Yeah.
She said, Dad, it's a waning gibbous or a waxing gibbous. I said, what are you talking
about?
Means,
gibbous just means it's almost full.
Yeah,
that's all it means. Waxing means it's going toward full. Waning means it's going away from full.
So now you have learned some science for your project this weekend, folks.
Hey, where else are you going to hear that
in
a football game?
If you're going to play Jeopardy, get ready for it. Here we go.
142, you got number 15 on white, which is Junior Avila from West Hall. We saw Junior earlier this year. Kicked several.
Be a 20-yarder.
20-yarder from the hash mark on the near side. Junior kick is up, and it is plenty high enough and into the screen. It is good. 10-7 is your score. The West in the lead with 142 remaining.
All right, we're back with more after 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
This is Matt Nick, president of Duplicating Products, where we're proud to celebrate 50 years of serving North Georgia. Since 1974, Duplicating Products has been dedicated to providing top-quality office solutions and exceptional service. Our success would not have been possible without the support of our incredible community and loyal customers. Thank you for being an important part of our journey. Find out more about us at duplicatingproducts.com/thank you.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
And back here at East Hall, Peyton Llewellyn's pass was incomplete the first down play.
And you got the East squad with the football.
He was trying Llewellyn to get to Renard, who could get it.
Oh, Llewellyn's going to throw a long one. He's got a man down there, had to wait on it, and he caught it at the 35. Wow. How about that? Man from Habersham Central, number 15, Landon Savage, wide receiver out of Hab Central, caught that one almost in stride. Peyton just dropped back there, Gary, and slung it.
Well, you said, you know, he wants to play at the next level. You know, somebody looking at him.
Yeah.
I think he could play.
Trying his best to, isn't he? For sure. Peyton, you know, the clock will run at 125. Trying to run. The wide has widened it, but it's not running. There it goes. Peyton Llewellyn back. Got a little pressure. He's going to run it this time. He's directing traffic. He's going to get run out of bounds at the 31-yard line. And Llewellyn's tackled out of bounds. Number 33, Connor Griffin from Cherokee Bluff, knocks him out of bounds. Got him 2 yards. He's down to the 31. Second down and eight.
Got something here with Brooks Bryan. Brooks, it's been a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, it's been a fun game.
Yeah, and some scoring here. You guys led on a pretty good drive down there and then got 10 points.
Yeah, that first drive was real fun going down and scoring quick and then kind of stalled out in the red zone there. We weren't able to punch it in, but we got some points on the board, so that's all that matters.
Hey, what's it been like playing with all these guys?
It's been fun. It was a fun week of practice getting to know these guys. A lot of guys that I grew up playing with in middle school and that had transferred to other schools, so getting back to play with them again has been fun.
Watch out, Gary.
Looks like, all right, he's got to go back in.
Yeah, turnover.
Turnover right there, number 83. Jackson Kohler from Lakeview recovers the fumble for the West squad down at the 20-yard line, maybe just inside there, as Brooks Bryan was talking with Gary, and then we had a little action out there.
Yeah, he looked at said he went, whoa, and he put his helmet on, ran back on the field. I got to go.
So Trey Bradshaw made the fumble recovery, and he's the grandson of a former coach here at East Hall.
We were wondering about that earlier in the year.
Yeah.
Coach Bradshaw, awesome. That's good.
Yeah, that's –
and I truly believe, Gary, his field will be named Lofton Bradshaw.
Oh, I think I think that's a pretty good idea right there.
All right, ball is at the 19, 56.1 seconds. West squad has the football, four wideouts with Brian.
Yeah, come here, Connor.
Back to pass.
And some of the
defense knocks him down. Finally, he throws it away.
You got Connor Griffin?
Yeah, I got Connor. Hey, Connor.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, pretty good. Has it been fun?
It's been awesome. Yes, sir.
Some of these guys are a little bit rusty, but you're not. You just played, right?
Oh, never. I'm always prepared, ready to go.
Yes, sir. Hey, you sound like your daddy now.
I like it.
Sir.
It is a good thing. But playing with these guys, some of you played against, some of you played with. What's that been like?
It's been awesome. You know, growing up with these guys, it's been really fun just like seeing us all get better throughout all these years. And I'm just glad to be out here and see these guys just compete.
All right. Thanks, Connor. Appreciate it. Good luck, man.
All right, four down to 48.6 seconds. Defense really came in hard that time. They're going to call it incomplete pass, but, man, they had Brian racked up back inside the 10. Luckily, he got it away. So it's going to be second and 10 now from the 19.
Go deep.
I think that was his goal on the last one. Defense did a good job of covering everybody up that time. And got four wideouts, three on the near side. Cantrell on the – or Brown beside the running back. Behind the quarterback, Brian comes to this side. Now he reverses field, goes back the other direction. Oh, and he gets sacked in the backfield back there by a man in the blue jersey. That was
number nine.
Number nine, which I do not have.
Oh, Charlie.
Well, that's Charlie.
He's at White County. Who made the tackle, Brian? Brian didn't hear me.
Yeah, Brian's down there.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah. Let me see here. Oh, the Navy. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Navy.
Jaden Deck from White County.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Looking at the wrong roster. Mm-hmm. Of course, some of these people have changed, as you said. But
exactly.
But Deck was the one who decked him.
See what I like that, Gary. See what I did there? Yeah. I like that. 8-7-6. They're not. That'll be halftime right there.
All right.
Let's see who's talking to somebody, Gary.
10-7. Gary, get to talk to the folks.
Let's see if we can find somebody here. I don't know.
Find Tommy Jones, Matt Turner, even assistant. See what we can get here. Doesn't like fun at the old ball game is what we're doing this evening.
Yeah,
a lot
we
of
are.
Fun.
We're having some fun, kind of fun here.
So I'm sure there's somebody we
hey,
can talk to.
Well, you said you want to put supports on board and you have.
Oh, my gosh, offensive juggernaut.
At some points, I didn't say a bunch.
This is so much fun. You know, our kids are here battling and competing, and you see these guys that really care, and they, you know, showing a lot of good stuff tonight.
Yeah, well, you know, Connor's all fired up. I told him he sounded like his daddy, and he said, I hope that's a good thing. I said, it is. You guys are not all that rusty. I mean, you know, you just played.
Right, yeah, our guys are here, and they're playing hard. They're having fun. It's good stuff.
All right. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it. All right, there you go, guys.
All right. Tommy Jones. Tell that Connor Griffin's dad, Chris.
Yep. They're going to go in the warm field house there for about 15 minutes, Mike, and how while they're having the kick the cow contest. And,
you know, it's the one thing they've done here in East Hall, the 45 years they've had this stadium, they've got that new field house down the left, which is.
Yeah.
I think this is Hayden Vandergriff.
Yeah, Hayden Vandergriff from White County.
Yep. All right.
Down here kicking it. Hayden is a soccer player. That's what I remember him doing.
All right, here's the drama. You're kicking for a Chick-fil-A for a year.
30-yard field goal. Dead center. He's been drilling it.
Yeah, he's hit it right on top of the roof, right between the uprights twice.
You've got Bobby Shoemaker, the manager at the store at the corner of Jesse Joe Parkway and 985, and also out there at McEver and Dawson Highway, Frank Harden down at Spout Springs.
Junior Avila coming back out also, Junior from West Hall. Let's see both those young men kick this year.
And you got the Chick-fil-A cow out here too. I don't think the cow's going to be.
I think the cow and Bobby Shoemaker should be kicked.
So who you go for? You go for Avila or Vandergriff?
I don't know. We've seen Junior, and know what he can do. Is we haven't seen Hayden kick it too much, but he's pretty doggone good. So what he does.
I would go over there every day. All right,
that's good.
Good.
Right down the middle. Yes,
all
sir.
Right. So we have a winner. And here at halftime, it is the West 10, East 7. Back in 2 minutes with our halftime show here on 97.5 Glory FM.
United Community is a bank that asks, when it comes to your finances, how do you define success? Knowing your bank has your financial future right on course? Having a banking partner that's ready with a plan when opportunity knocks? Or maybe it's a digital banking experience that puts everything at your fingertips, even at your daughter's soccer game. However you define success, United Community's trusted bankers are here for you. Success, it takes a community, a united community. Learn more at ucbi.com. Member FDIC.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
It's time for our halftime report, brought to you by United Community on 97.5 Glory FM.
Let's head down to the sidelines here with Gary. Go ahead, Gary.
All right, we got Hayden Vandergriff who just hit that winning kick for Chick-fil-A for a year. Are they going to cut you in on any of that, Hayden?
He didn't say nothing about it, but I hope he enjoys it.
You know, I mean, this is kind of silly to ask, but I mean, there was a little bit of pressure there. If you miss it, he didn't get the money, the prize, right?
That is right, but, I mean,
it's not as bad as kicking a game-winning field goal.
True. And I saw you nailing it over and over. So did you feel any pressure at all?
Every kick's scary. I'm not going to lie. You just got to have a little confidence to it.
What's it been like to be around this crowd of talent from people that you've played probably with and against and all that kind of stuff?
It's amazing, honestly. It's crazy how in 2 days of practice, it's like we played together forever. I mean,
that's cool.
I'm just the kicker out here, and I've already made relationships with people that I've never met in my life, and it's amazing.
Now, you're a soccer player, too.
Yes, sir.
Which one do you like better?
Kicking, for sure.
You really?
Yes, sir.
You hope to do this at the next level, maybe?
Yes, sir. I'd love to.
Are you looking at – what are you looking at?
I have a couple of different schools. I'm really between a smaller school called Barton up in North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And then I actually have a nice opportunity, and hopefully I'll secure the spot there at Morgan State.
Okay. What's your longest, career long?
I think my career long is either 42 or 45.
Well, that's respectable. That's next level kind of stuff. Well, thank you. Yes, congratulations on the kick tonight, and good luck.
Thank you,
Hayden. All right. Hayden Vandegrift, out of White County, the kicker.
Awesome. All right.
And a very remarkably astute and intelligent young man, no doubt.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is. You can tell he's a student athlete.
He is, and his mom and dad make sure that he gets the books, that's for sure. I've known Hayden for several years playing soccer up in White County. He came up through the program while I was still up there, and his family from the northern White County, Helen area, always involved in our programs through the years when I was in White County. So good to have him. You know, that's the fun part about this, Mike. I think you and Gary would agree that a lot of these kids we get to see during the season, some maybe once, some maybe none at all. And then here we get to culminate it with this All-Star Classic here at the end of the season and get to call out some names that we'll call out for our last time, unfortunately, but we get to call them out, and that's pretty fun.
And they get a chance to, as you said, make some lifelong friends here. But
yep.
this week here, they thought they'd never even see each other, and all of a sudden, hey, they become friends. That's really cool.
And that's pretty neat that they get to meander around, talk to one another. And I'm watching down there, and Junior Avila and Hayden Vandegrift down on the field now. I don't know if they're having their own competition, but they're kicking. They're going to set it up. Junior is right at the X on the 40-yard line, try to kick a 50-yard field goal, it looks like, as they start. There's about 8 minutes left here in halftime. They had Hayden going back and forth with it. That's a high and long kick. It might make it. No, it's a little short. Hit the upright.
Well, we think about it. It's the only time they're going to get a chance to do anything.
Hayden told him, so it's cold, man.
It's cold.
Again, here at halftime, is the West lead the East by a score of 10-7. Both teams with a touchdown in the first half of play, and then it was revealed with that field goal for the
20-yarder.
That's
right. The Cows down there dancing around on the sidelines. Chick-fil-A, our main sponsor here for the East-West FCA Classic. Longstreet Cafe provided the free pregame meal, according to Ryan Phillips.
Also, Airline Baptist Church hosting the athletes here for this event this evening. And you can get a chance to see the airline steeple here from our vantage point here, Joe, when the lights hit and get this right here. And it's over to probably about where you and I are, about 11 o'clock. And mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. a great place to visit and worship. I have relatives by marriage who attend the airline, also the friends that go over there, and a great place here in the northeast portion of the county as we continue to grow. Coming up next, we'll have more of our halftime report here on the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM for the FCA East-West All-Star Football Classic.
United Community is a bank that asks, when it comes to your finances, how do you define success? Knowing your bank has your financial future right on course? Having a banking partner that's ready with a plan when opportunity knocks? Or maybe it's a digital banking experience that puts everything at your fingertips, even at your daughter's soccer game. However you define success, United Community's trusted bankers are here for you. Success, it takes a community, a united community. Learn more at ucbi.com. Member FDIC.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
Sure, Santa. I'll hold.
Aw, calling Santa with your Christmas list hope?
No, he's calling me to place his Lawn Street Cafe order.
Sure, and I bet he wants cookies and milk.
No, he gets enough of that on the road. His favorite is country fried steak.
What? No figgy pudding?
Here, Mary, ask him.
Hello, Santa.
Ho, ho, ho. Figgy pudding? When there's banana pudding from Lawn Street Cafe? Mary? Hello?
Merry Christmas and happy birthday to Jesus from Mon Street Cafe with two Gainesville locations.
On-time service and experience matter for your home's heating and air system. For more than 40 years, Conditioned Air Systems has been North Georgia's solution for residential HVAC installation, maintenance, and repair. Family-owned and operated, we deliver the highest quality service on any brand and model with no hidden fees, promising 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Comfort you can feel, quality you can trust. Visit ConditionedAirSystems.com to schedule an appointment.
Now, more of the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM.
It's our final high school football broadcast of the season here at 97.5 Glory FM. We bring you more local sports coverage than any other radio station in North Georgia. We've been here since day one broadcasting the FCA East-West All-Star Football Classic, and it has been our pleasure, and we're so blessed to bring it to you. There's been a lot of great football this year. Still more football next week with the state championships being played at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And Gary Glenn's alma mater is the Jefferson Dragons playing for the Class AAA state championship out of Region 8 AAA. They are the only team to hand it Cherokee Bluff a loss this year as the Bears went 11-2 this year. Then you have North Oconee from Region 8 Quad A. They're playing for the state championship next week. Two teams play on the private school side. They go AAA, AAA with the private schools. You got two teams from AAA playing for the championship with Prince Avenue Christian taking on Hebrew Christian for the title. The team that Gainesville is in, the region with that school, Milton, one of the top teams in the country. They're playing for the Class Quinte State Championships. You see, we're well represented here in this area. Plus, also Buford, which lost their last game at Tom Ryan Stadium last week, losing to a very powerful Carrollton team. Carrollton going for the state championship. So there's some great football next week, buddy.
Yeah, if people want to see some good football, of course, you can go hang around here and watch it all year long. Start back during the summertime almost, and you watch some really good football down at Mercedes-Benz this next week. What is it, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
It starts, I think, on Wednesday. Mercedes-Benz is going to be the site for the national championship on the 20th.
Yep, hoping Ron Poole and my dogs will be there. I know Ron's excited. I'm excited. I just hope they win the first game.
You know, Mercedes-Benz is getting a lot of revenue from football this year.
It's getting a workout, that's for sure.
Yeah, and for sure. You know, it'll be interesting, you know, to see how that all shakes out. I think the tougher matchup would be with Notre Dame for Georgia.
Yes.
They got the bye the first round. Mm-hmm. They'll catch the winner of Notre Dame and Indiana in the Sugar Bowl. And I think that, but I had somebody who's a football coach whose opinion I really respect about a lot of different things, including football. He says it's all about matchups.
Yep.
Oh, sure.
He said, you know, Texas does not match up with Georgia very well. Mm-hmm. And he said, Ole Miss does.
Yep.
You know, and I thought about that. And, I've said that many, many times. Am I strong where you're weak? If I am, then I'm okay where you're strong. I'm not weak, but I'm okay.
What?
And it goes your way.
Well, that was prayers going up for Carson Beck because we don't know what his condition is, what grade injury has the elbow, but he could be out maybe for the Peach Bowl game, or he could be out the rest of the year and getting ready for next year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, he's got another year of eligibility if he wants to use it. I don't think he will, but he could. But, you know, Gunnar Stockton looked like he knew what he was doing when he came in, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, and I was looking at one of the posts from the North Georgia Youth Football Association that we used to be a part of and is still very strong here in the North Georgia area. They got three guys from North Georgia playing in the CFB guys. You got Gunnar Stockton and Malachi Starks, Jefferson and Rabun County alumni playing for Georgia. And then you've got Sammy Brown from Clemson.
Yeah, don't forget Sammy Brown.
Down at Jefferson. He's alumni because Jefferson's in the league too. So nice to have those guys representing the old North Georgia Football League. in the CFP this year.
Sammy Brown really just worked his way into a starting spot real quick.
And he did it really quickly, too, and he's one of the top guys on tackles as a linebacker up there. And Sammy's an athlete. And I realized he was good just keeping up with stats, but I've seen some highlights this year, and he's quick. He can play that position very well.
State champion wrestler. Mm-hmm. Just goes to show you what wrestling can do for your football.
How close are we getting the second half started?
26 seconds, sir.
I tell you, right, if I can, Nathan, I got a 30-second timeout. We'll get ready for the second half here on 97.5 Laurie FM.
United Community is a bank that asks, when it comes to your finances, how do you define success? Knowing your bank has your financial future right on course? Having a banking partner that's ready with a plan when opportunity knocks? Or maybe it's a digital banking experience that puts everything at your fingertips, even at your daughter's soccer game. However you define success, United Community's trusted bankers are here for you. Success. It takes a community, a united community. Learn more at ucbi.com. Member FDIC.
This has been the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM. The second half kickoff is coming up next.
They start here a question about who gets what, because the West got the football starting things off, so the East will get things start off here in the second half.
Yeah, that's correct. The East squad will have it first. You'll have
let's see if Peyton Llewellyn brings it back.
Peyton Llewellyn is out there with him. Antonio Cantrell over here to his right. Three wideouts. Going to hand off to Antonio. Antonio's not going to get anything. Ball came out. West picks it up. They're going to run down the sideline. Number six dives into the pylon down there. Landon Kemp. Wow, the ball popped out. Landon Kemp, Johnny on the spot, picked it up and ran down the sideline, dove and hit the pylon for the touchdown the West.
What do you got about the 25?
Yes, sir. Picked it up by 25 because it bounced out and it bounced forward. They started on 25, but he got hit at the 25. It bounced. So it might have been about the 26 where he picked it up. How about that? Now 16-7, a defensive touchdown, a field goal, two offensive touchdowns, one by each team. Junior Avila will attempt the extra point. This is number 89. I apologize, Garrett Ryder. And the kick is up and good. 17-7 with 11:43 in the third quarter.
So we'll keep it right here. You got Landon Kemp playing both ways tonight for the West squad.
Landon scooped that one up and bounced right into his hand. Landon pulling that second base stuff up there, able to field it and take off there, wasn't he, Gary?
Yeah, that's the old scoop and score there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
And like you said, sometimes those sports that you play other than football can help you out. We mentioned wrestling with Sammy Brown. That's obviously a good baseball move there. Got that got low to the ground. Mm-hmm. Didn't let it get past him.
It didn't even have a glove.
Took it in. Unless he had on gloves to keep his hands warm.
Playing the Cotton Eye Joe, and it looked like that number 74, Bryson Free from East Hall, is enjoying the music. Peyton Llewellyn comes to this side, run pass option. He's going to dive out to the 34. Had a wide open lane there for about 6 yards and then dove and head first and landed at the 34-yard line, second one.
I think the last two series of the East, they fumbled the football. And it's cost them both times. They had a chance to take the lead back in right before the end of the first half and fumbled.
Second down and one, Peyton. With 1, 2, 3 wide outs, Antonio Cantrell off to his left. Peyton takes the snap, hands off to Cantrell. Cantrell's going to have the first down. He gets out to about the 38-yard line. Nice job. And Kaysen Goss going to be in on the tackle.
We saw the wisdom now going for that field goal down there because now you're up by two scores.
Yep. Kaysen Goss. First down and 10, balls at the 38-yard line is where it'll be spotted. Thanks again to this official crew. They come out and volunteer their time to come out and be with these guys this evening. Thanks to them for being here with us.
Yes, Ron Reagan, Bart Ingram, Clint Kemp, Larry Etheridge, and Steve McKay.
Ball's there, going to hand the Cantrell's are going to get a little. A double pass. Cantrell's going to throw it up. He's got a man wide open at the 40. At the 35, he dodges the 30, the 25, the 20, the 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Holy cow. The East team just pulled a double pass down there, Mike. And number two, Tanner Renard from Flower Branch gets their touchdown.
Joe, that first one was would be considered a lateral because he threw it behind him.
Yep.
Then Cantrell showed a little bit of an arm there too, didn't he?
He did. He had to actually stop and wait on it, and nobody had him covered, and there was nobody within about 8 yards of him. Tanner caught it, and then he juked the guy at the 30 and took it on the end zone. How about that?
Really entertaining. We've seen a double reverse.
Yep.
Now we've seen a lateral and pass. Are you kidding me?
You know Benji Harris and Jeep Cunningham live with that.
Exactly right. All right. Number 14, and Aiden Vandegrift kicked the halftime. He's going to try and cut it to three. He does, 17-14 with 10:08 remaining here in the quarter.
We'll take a one-minute timeout. Back more from East Hall here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Wes gets the ball at the 25-yard line. Hand off to Tyler Hall from Gainesville. Gets a 1 yard pickup.
Yeah, Colin coming around from the far end. Little pitch from Brooks Bryan. Got about a yard on it, maybe to the 26.
By the way, Vandegrift said he'd love to claim kinship with Brock Vandegrift, but he said no.
Second down, 9 yards to go. They're going to go the other direction this time. Oh, he got hit hard. That was Jackson Bell from Lumpkin County, but he gets across, sat to the 30-yard line, picked up about 4 yards, third down and five for the West squad. Again, the West, John Scott in on the tackle for White County. Got a couple of folks watching John tonight. It is third down as we hear Ryan Phillips. We'll get to hear him when we go down to West Hall say that. Right in our earlobes, don't we, Michael?
Yes, we do.
Third down and five.
And extremely loudly.
Yes.
In your earlobes. Right under the speaker.
Four wideouts for the West. Ryan back to pass. Getting a little pressure now. Rolls out to his left. Looks. Going to throw it across his body. Had to come back for it, but he caught it. That was number 84, it looked like, Junior Thompson. Junior caught it and got across the 40 down to about the 38-yard line.
Yeah, they've been a great
Landon
combination.
Kemp. Landon Kemp again. He got it scooped and scored a while ago. Like you said, he plays a little bit of everything.
Yeah, that was Landon. How about that? I thought it was Junior Thompson down there, but it was Landon Kemp that caught that one.
That one was a little bit of a wobbler, but Kemp came back for it and got it.
Did a pretty good job going against his body right there, Brian did, and threw it. You know, it's funny because you got the coaches – quarterback, so they coached them during the year, and their targets have been guys that they've thrown to during the season. First down, balls to 38 of the East squad. 7:36 in the quarter. Bryan going to throw. Intercepted! Threw it right to him. Habersham Central guy caught that one and runs out of bounds on the far side.
Well, that's the West squad's first turnover of the ball game.
Is that number... Landon Savage from Ham Central. Picked it off, and he's all excited down there with number 82, Kamari McCarter from Stevens County, and giving each other the chest bump down there around the 25.
Well, East has given up three turnovers of interception and two fumbles. Now the West has an interception. And a 17-14 game with the West on top, but, hey, the East got a chance now to tie or take the lead.
Yes, they do.
Savage with a pick. Each team now.
No, they say Braden Triplett made it.
Okay,
correction of the names. Brandon Triplett.
I don't see Triplett on my list. So
I don't either.
Interesting.
I just want Otis to go again.
They go for back to pass. Got throws it over here to number three, Caden Daniels. Caden catches that one across the 50 to 45 down to about the 41-yard line.
Caden from Habersham.
Yeah, from there was a Habersham kid that caught it. That's why I thought it was Landon Savage.
Well, guys, it's the top of the hour. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Triplet.
9-yard pickup on that play.
Second down and one. Then a handoff. This, ooh, he got stuck in the backfield and stood up. And they blow the whistle right there at the 41-yard line. They stood him up in the backfield right there. Is that number 17, Matt Hale from East Hall? Didn't get anything on that one.
All right, guys, got Braden Strickland down here. Braden, tell me about the pick.
I mean, I told the guys when we went out on the drive, you know, I was like, y'all create pressure, I'll get it as a pick. And, you know, I feel like it was coming my way. The wide receiver kept communicating to the quarterback, so I just be patient, bit on the ball, and hey.
Could you read his eyes?
Oh, yes, sir, most definitely. Most definitely, I read the quarterback eyes and the receiver's hips, and I just broke on the ball.
Have you had a lot of fun?
Oh, yes, sir, most definitely. Great time of the year to play football. It's cold, but hey, it's football.
And it hadn't been that long since you played, so you're not all that rusty.
Oh, no, sir, no, sir, not at all. So, hey, we're going to get this win tonight. We're going to keep doing what we do.
You got any plans on pursuing this after high school?
Oh, yes, sir. I got a couple offers of war. I'm going to just keep on the process. You know, God got me. Whatever his plan is, I'm going to follow through. So, yes, sir.
All right. Well, good luck, sir.
Right, appreciate it. Thank you. All right. Stopped on a yard. That's fourth down for the East.
Fourth down and one. Peyton Llewellyn, the quarterback. That Cantrell back there, Lou Allen's going to try and take it himself. He loses two more yards. And the West squad will take over on downs at the 43.
And the pick doesn't hurt.
End up not hurting them at all.
Kid was a good interview, though, wasn't he, huh?
Absolutely. Yep. I can't do that. The one thing I would like to change in the future is just no blitzing, because the defense definitely has the advantage.
Yeah, well, I thought that was probably supposed to be one of the rules here, but I guess not. Huh?
I bet that they can't blitz right up the middle, something like that. They can come from the corners or something just to give a little bit extra time. I don't know that. I'm guessing. All right. West squad comes out. Brooks Bryan, the back. Going to throw it to the far side. Quick to Landon Kemp. Landon across the 50, 45, 40. 35 run out of bounds on the far side. Landon Kemp with a quick hitter. About 20 yards right there, Gary.
Landon Kemp's having himself a pretty good ball game, isn't he, huh?
He is having him a good ball game. Landon might be one of those kids that, you know, baseball's his main sport, but he might wind up playing football somewhere. You never know.
Look, you need the last person locally who played both football and baseball?
Tell me, Mike.
I'm guessing Chris Carpenter.
Yeah, probably Chris.
5'10", right. 150, Landon Kemp. So, fellow size. Not a midget by any chance, but baseball may be his sport, but you never know.
Jackson Prehard knocks him out of bounds on the far side. First down, 10 to 38 on the east side. Got a hand right up the middle. That's going to be Travion Brown. Travion's looked like he had a big hole. It closed in hurry. He got down to the 35. It's 4 yards on it? Where are they going to spot it at? Well, they're spotting it doggone down to 33. You're going to give him 5 yards. That's going to be second down and five. How about that? Better spot than I thought. Nice chilly night here in December. As Mike said, wish you all a Merry Christmas from the football stadium. We'll get to do that again next week from the basketball court. Dave Cohen and I will be joining tomorrow night. Mike will be producing back at the studio. Hands off to number five that time, Gregory Barnett. Oh, excuse me,
in
the Kaysen Goss.
Too, about revisiting the state, I'd love to see it called Lofton Bradshaw Stadium in honor and memory of Jim Lofton and Wayne Bradshaw. We're going to get a chance to see it at the Lanierland Championship, a new name for the Gainesville High Gym.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Davis Hill, named after Jerry Davis and Manson Hill.
I can't think of any more appropriate name for that place.
Exactly right. I agree with you 100%. I saw a little article on our website today that Mike had on there about Coach Jerry Davis and his wife Juanita were honored along with Manson Hill on Tuesday night at Gainesville High. Mike and I will be with you next week from the championship games at Lanierland.
Brooks just took that one, went straight up the gut with it. Yeah, it was a designed quarterback keeper all the way. I didn't mean he didn't hesitate.
Down to the 27, got the first down for the West squad. West squad leaves it 17-14 with 1:53 left here in the third quarter. Now, I'm going to say something highly ironic, but I kind of wish all football games went this fast, guys.
They're cranking it up, aren't
they? Yeah, they are. They're just playing, baby. They're just playing. I like it. First down. Then I hand it off to, is that number three that time, Jackson Bell. Yeah, Jackson Bell. Jackson's going to just push his way down there and get about 6 yards.
I was just about to say, watch that.
Oh, and he fumbled it.
When you keep trying for more yards and more.
Does he have it?
Unless you cover that ball up, there's a real chance that sucker's going to pop out, and it did.
It popped out right there at the end.
Yeah, he says it.
I'm telling you, I was just about to say that.
He got a big hole, and he's closing her, and he ripped it out of there, Gary, and the ball's going to be at the 22, but it's going to be the East ball. We had several turnovers from each squad tonight.
That's right, and don't forget they're only three down.
Yep.
And you know, I'm talking about only one penalty tonight.
Yep.
That was on the pass interference.
That's right. Well, that's the way you like it. This time of year, you just hit million penalties, right?
That's right. And that one was so obvious you had to call that one.
Exactly.
It couldn't have gone any more obvious. Which is the back pocket, pulled out a blackjack and mugged him. I mean, that was pretty obvious.
Clint Fair must have got cold. He's sitting up there standing here behind us.
Oh,
well, see, I was going to talk to him. Maybe you can talk to him.
Maybe try to get him to talk to Mike here in a second, if he doesn't mind.
I'll let him talk. I'll just talk to him at my headset. Let him talk.
And throw it down here on the side to get it complete over here to Caden Daniels. Caden caught it out around the 35, gets 12 yards on the pass play. From Peyton Lou Allen down to Caden Daniels. It'll be a first down to 36, and the clock will run with 1 minute.
Armon Long.
In the third.
I think it was Armon Long again. Joe smacked him out of bounds. 5'11", 160.
Offense looks at the sideline over on the near side, getting the play. 50 seconds left here. Peyton Lou Allen. With Antonio Cantrell beside him, he'll hand off to Antonio. Oh, and a good defense right there. Number 83, had Jackson Cole from Lakeview, comes in there and knocks him down for about a 2 yard loss, Gary.
He shot the gap. Mm-hmm. Just nobody picked him up, and he just grabbed him right around the thighs and pulled him down.
Mm-hmm. Seen that a couple times on both squads tonight. Maybe a little blitz in there and get the knockdown.
Now, look at this. People got some size out here. Yeah. Noah Lanford, number 70, East Hall. Wow, he goes 6'3", 270.
Well, and Chance from West Hall, he wears number 70 on the opside, and he's as big as that guy, too.
That's going to end the third quarter play with the score. West 17, East 14. Back in 1 minute with the fourth and final quarter on 97.5 Glory FM.
Swap sides right there.
Yeah.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
Sure, Santa. I'll hold.
Aw, calling Santa with your Christmas list hope?
No, he's calling me to place his Long Street Cafe order.
Sure, and I bet he wants cookies and milk.
No, he gets enough of that on the road. His favorite is country fried steak.
What? No figgy pudding?
Here, Mary, ask him.
Hello, Santa.
Ho, ho, ho. Figgy pudding? When there's banana pudding from Long Street Cafe? Mary? Hello?
Merry Christmas and happy birthday to Jesus from Mon Street Cafe with two Gainesville locations.
You hear the crowd in the background. 12 minutes left in this high school football season for us. We start the fourth quarter.
All right, 17-14. East squad in the lead. They have the ball on their own 33. Lou Allen's looking to throw it. He's got plenty of time. Lou Allen's going to sprint out to this side. He throws it really late. Intercepted, we think. Right there at the 38. Yes,
you got it.
Intercepting number 41, Rylan Ackerman. Holy cow, from Cherokee Bluff. Intercepts it right there. Wow, what a play right there. They're going to give it to the West squad.
I tell you what, the Cherokee Bluff people have played a really big part of this ball game. And wait a minute. Flag on the play. Let's see what this is. Let's see what this is.
Not going to decline the penalty. Got Clint Fair, our North Georgia director, FCA. Clint, thanks for being with us, man, buddy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Beautiful weather up here in this booth.
It's not bad up here. Gary had to come grab his coat at halftime. He says it's a little chilly on the field down there.
Oh, yeah. I see him keep moving around. Yeah, trying to stay warm down there. Good view up here, too, now.
It is. It's a great view. Mike and I, we were here earlier this year. It's nice to be up here. Well, tell me about FCA. Everything. You told me earlier this year that your area basically is all of North Georgia from Fannin County, or
oh no, it's more than that. We go all the way up to Dade County.
Okay,
all
up
the way
in the corner.
Yeah, all the way down to Lake Oconee. 39 counties.
39.
Yeah.
Wow.
A little over 130 staff, FCA missionaries.
Is this the only FCA All-Star game that you have for football?
No, we've got one down in the Athens area.
Okay,
which has been going on about as long as this one. We have one up in the 515 area, up in Fannin, Blue Ridge.
Good.
It's a border war. We got teams from Tennessee. Cross the line and play some of our North Georgia teams. That's next Thursday.
That's neat.
That'll be up in Blue Ridge there at Fannin.
At Fannin County?
Yes, sir, Fannin. That
pass almost to Callan Hall almost was complete for a long game, but all right. Go back, guys.
You got a good man, Chad Cheatham, up there at Fannin County. Super nice guy.
Matt Queen's our director up there. Uh-huh. Matt's a good friend of mine. It's a game he's been putting it on for several years.
That's good.
And we love this to see these seniors come out and compete and play. Obviously, a great game tonight.
Right.
But more importantly, with a couple of practices and in the game tonight, we're able to present the gospel to these young men three times this week. And
that's awesome.
Caleb Parrish, student pastor up at Corinth Baptist Church, shared this afternoon over at Airline. I love that. Churches coming together.
There you go.
A great message. I think we had five young men say they gave their life to Christ tonight.
Fantastic.
At the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
Exactly. I was going to ask you. I'm glad you shared that with us. That's great. Well, I see you got the ladies involved. You had got five or six cheerleaders this year, too, so that's good.
Well, yeah, we got some cheerleaders here. The numbers are off a little bit this year. You know, cheerleading, I'm a girl dad. I got three daughters.
I understand.
So cheerleading's always kind of – we've had as many as 50 cheerleaders, and tonight we have five. So, but, again, we was able to share the gospel with them as well. And, you know, Tim Bunch, the guys at Longstreet, Justin and Bobby Joe, they fed us the meal today over the
home.
And I can't wait to give that report to Tim. That we had young men give their life to Christ
over some
chicken tenders and mac and cheese.
There you go.
And I know Mike frequents there. Yeah,
yes,
he frequents Longstreet about as much as I do.
He does. Well, what's next for FCA after football? I know you don't do basketball. Will you try and do something in the spring with baseball?
Well, yeah, we do baseball and soccer. We have been, and, you know, that's the plans. This is really a North Georgia East event. Aaron Mann, our metro director, heads up these nine counties and makes up this game. But the plan is to have the baseball. You know, I'm a baseball guy. So baseball is always special to me. And then the soccer.
Sure, obviously get
some girls involved.
And there you go.
Strong area for soccer.
Beautiful
time to have that, you know, with a reigning one of those national champion Johnson Knights.
There
you know,
go.
I got to speak out for them.
There
a class
you go.
Of 91
well,
there.
It, Blue you know, we, we've had some really good soccer in this area for a while. All the counties that you cover, North Georgia area's had some really good soccer for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh, up top.
Oh, we got a man that's broke down there, Gary.
Touchdown. And he did it on a fourth and three.
Fourth and three, and that was number six.
Landon Kemp's
been all over the place tonight. Wow. He might be tired tomorrow.
Yeah, talked to Joe Kemp over there. Saw him before the game started. But, yeah, I mean, what a gutsy call, fourth and three. Tommy Jones just throwing it up there.
Just airing it out. Well, each coach has got their own quarterback, so they can kind of – they know what they can do, and that's kind of nice.
Sure. That goes in as a 30-yarder.
A 30-yarder, and then you got Junior Avila going to kick the extra point here. Attempt it. We'd make it a two-score game again with 8 minutes left. And it'll be 24-14. Well, Clint, we appreciate you joining us. And I know that what it means for FCA and for us to cover the East-West All-Star Classic each year, Mike and I, well, Mike has been with you since the beginning with this All-Star football game. And Gary's been with him. I've been joining him now for, well, I guess, year four for me. And I really enjoyed it. It's a lot of fun. You know, like I was saying there at halftime, this will be the last time that unfortunately for us, we get to call these guys' names out.
I know.
For us the last time, but a lot of good memories for these guys.
100%, and I love to see these guys, the fellowship as they come together, play against guys that they've competed against their whole life, from junior football, peewee football up to now. But we are very thankful for Glory 1330 for sure, because been a part of it from the beginning, and Mike's always like, you tell me where it is and the time, and we're there.
Good.
We're going to broadcast, and we appreciate that. And we know what you guys are about. I mean, you're about the gospel with FCA. We want to see the world transformed by Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes,
exactly.
And that's what we see, and it's just a great partnership. And we really appreciate you guys coming out on a cold night. But, man, it's Thursday night. Weather's perfect.
It's good football weather.
It's football.
That's exactly
that's what you want. When I got to put on my sock hat tonight, I'm like, this is where we need to be.
You see where mine is, buddy. I'm talking this ball head. Exactly right.
So thank you guys. And, again, appreciate all you do
to
promote high school sports.
Yes, sir.
I mean,
we appreciate it.
You got this, and you'll be at Lanierland next week.
We will.
Let's go. Get it done.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Clint. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right, Gary, we're coming back here, and the East squad has the football. They're down 24-14. And they roll out, get a pass, and it's tipped away.
Thrown to the sidelines.
Yeah, the intended receiver looked to be number 15, Landon Savage. 6:54, glad talking with Clint Fair right there. Five young men receiving the gospel this week, today, being saved. That's great to hear, Mike.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep. Anytime that they can spread the word and these guys accept it and follow the Lord, it's a blessing for sure. And as you hear Ryan Phillips say it, it is third down. 6:30 left here in the quarter, 24-14 from East Hall Stadium. Beautiful night. Not any clouds up, big moon up there. Peyton Llewellyn throws to the far side, got him in right at the chains. He caught it. It's incomplete.
Yep, to a fourth down. So, Joe, I'll tell you a couple of quick testimonies here.
Uh-huh.
Season began at West Hall in their scrimmage game. And Pastor Zach Williams, he's out there getting ready, but 30 minutes before kickoff. And one of the coaches said, Pastor Zach, come on. Got into the locker room, and one of the guys said, I got to, talk to you. And went ahead and accepted Jesus there and was saved in the locker room at West Hall.
How about that?
First game of the season, the next week, same thing happened. Right before the kickoff of the regular season, same thing happened.
Wow. That's really neat.
With Zach Wagner, who's going to church, was down at Flat Creek. And he one of the great stories.
Ooh! Llewellyn draws back. One guy slows him down. And then looked like number 18, Aaron Hitchcock from Hab Central. No, excuse me, number 18, Connor Graylick from Lumpkin County gets the sack on the quarterback.
Well, they were going for it, and that one backfired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're down by 10, you had to go.
Yeah, and plus, you're having some fun out here. Let's go for it. Yeah.
I tell you what, I mentioned about Zach. I saw the biggest change we did that young man this year playing football because he knows who he's playing for, and what a great season he had for West Hall.
Yep.
And I encourage you to go back to and look at our YouTube channel last week and listen to Crockett Montgomery and Tony Lottie talk about character and his life in general from our mm-hmm. Saturday morning sports show.
All righty. The West squad will come back out again.
There's no backup quarterbacks tonight.
No, single quarterback. They got to stay out of trouble. Brooks Bryan.
Exactly.
Hands off to number two, Travion Brown from Gainesville. Travion might have got a half a yard, if that much.
That's a little nice 1-2 punch with their numbers there mm-hmm. with Brian and Brown.
And he's coming over to get a little instruction from the coaching staff. Brooks is. Landon Kemp also listening in on it. What a game he's had.
Yeah, absolutely.
Has he come out very much?
Not much. He's been on both sides of the ball. If he does, you might have to talk to him. It might be windy, but you'd have to talk to him. Maybe.
Absolutely.
5'10", 150. He's playing a lot bigger than that, though.
353.
He's a third-generation player mm-hmm. here locally.
He is. A fake by Brian. The fade right up there in the corner of the end zone. Incomplete. Intended receiver was number 7, which I do not have a 7.
Pretty well defended by somebody who kind of got in his face a little bit after he fell down. That's well and good, but I'm going to point out you're still down by 10.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't think they know who number 7. Oh, is it? One we had the interception a little while ago.
Uh-huh.
He's one who broke it
coverage in. On that one.
Yes.
That was, I'm sorry, number 4, Kalen Hall. It looked like 7, the way he's got it tucked up there.
Yeah, he's got it.
Kalen Hall.
And I can't see the defender because he's got his jersey tucked. What's up with that? What do they do that for?
They tuck them up under that, I think, so nobody can grab a handful of jersey and pull them down or something. I don't know.
I don't like it.
I know that for sure. All right. Third down. Under 3 minutes, 2:47.
You got the ball and you got a 2-score lead, and there's 2:42 on the clock.
Case and Goss back there protecting. They throw a pass. Complete, knocked out at the 9-yard line.
Okay, run the football.
Flowery Branch receiver. That time that was number
eight.
Eight?
Nice. Yep.
It is completely outside to Brown.
To Brown, is it Travion?
So
all right, ball's down at the eight, fourth down at two. I think they're going to kick it again, it looks like, because it looks like that Garrett Ryder is coming out again. He is. It'll be spotted around the 15.
Ryder also from Cherokee Blow.
Mm-hmm. He's a left footer.
That's going to be a 25-yarder, guys, mm-hmm. on the left hash.
Near hash towards up, Brooks Bryan will hold it. Kick is going to be up, and it is a wobbly one just over the crossbar, and it's good to make it 27-14 with 1:46 remaining.
Well, Tim, the change position, Nathan. Let's take one more 30-second timeout here on 97.5 Glory FM.
If you need on-time expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or...
Throw it back here. West is going to win 27-14 to score right now. The East with the football one more time.
Peyton Llewellyn bring him back out there. He's got a man beside him that is number 17, Matt Hale. And 1, 2, 3, 4 wide outs. Defense flip-flopping some size there. Four down linemen. Llewellyn going to sling it up long into the front there and threw it over everybody. And no flag. It was over everybody's head right there. Intended receiver looked over there, looked to be, yeah, Cade Daniels from Jackson County. Intended receiver. Defensive back kind of just stood there and made sure he couldn't run past him.
Hey, here we go. We got Landon Kemp here. Yep. I tell you, if there's anybody in this stadium that's having fun tonight, it's you.
Yes, sir, a little bit.
On both sides of the ball.
Oh, yeah, yes, sir.
And a touchdown pass, too, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. A little touchdown pass from Brooks. Good little touchdown pass.
What's it been like to play with all these guys?
It's awesome, man. I mean, all these different schools, you know, having to play against them and then become your teammates, man, it's something special. Guys, nothing really can describe it.
You're looking forward now to what the baseball season, I guess.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But it's good to close out the football season with a win. I know, you know, losing to Jefferson, of course, they're playing for a state championship now, but left a little bit of a sour taste in your mouth. But, hey, if you can put a W on the season, that's all right.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's true.
What else has been meant to you this week? What's it meant to you?
I mean, getting closer with God, especially. I mean, they've been talking big on that and, you know, just committing to him and this game is all for him. Every score we play is for him.
Awesome,
you know,
brother.
It's something that's become even bigger for me for the sport and even my baseball career.
What was the hardest thing about getting back into this? Of course, like I said, you just played Friday night, so you're not rusty at all. But is it just putting things in?
Yeah, for sure. The offense especially. I mean, we're running our defense, so it's not that hard for me. I just have to be a leader and get these guys right on defense.
Well, congratulations, son. Appreciate it, and good luck to you in the future, especially baseball over there.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Landon Kemp, guys.
Thank you, sir. Peyton Llewellyn back to pass after the handle. Face mask penalty on Peyton. Peyton's going to run it. He's going to have the first down and run it out of bounds at the West 37-yard line. He had a pass completion, or Ed Wrench, excuse me, running down there, and he got face mask in the back. Now somebody forgot to pick up some laundry down there at the 20, I'm seeing.
Hey, Joe, tell me about Landon there. Baseball starts in 2 months. Okay.
Well, See, it starts in 2 months. They'll start practice the first week of coming back after Christmas.
Well, absolutely. People are always wanting to jump ahead. I mean,
no, we're not wanting to. It's just a fact. I can promise you.
No, we don't, Gary. We don't start until March, okay?
Yeah. Christmas is less than 2 weeks away.
Exactly. That pass is incomplete trying to get it up there to Renard.
Of course, they've had Christmas decorations up since Halloween.
That's so exactly right. Well, you know, Mike has me out there in the cold weather, and it's cold anyway in March. And I threatened last year to start bringing my little heater, and I'm going to this year.
I tell you, well, some of the coldest I've ever been was a Flowery Branch baseball
game.
Yeah.
I mean, things were condensing. I mean, it shouldn't have been condensing.
Yeah.
I mean, it was
but
bitterly
that's football cold. Better than that.
No, this is all right. I mean, I'm good. I'm moving around. I got my jacket on. We're cool.
Mike will give me a hard time from now on because I go to North Hall, and I think the wind's not going to blow. No, the wind always blows at North Hall, and I freeze to death. Lou Allen back to pass. Got time. He's got a man behind him. He'll make the tackle and bring him down from behind. That was number 18, I believe, Connor Grady from Lumpkin County. He's been active tonight.
If you want to see something special, you know, go by my neighborhood. You'll see Ryan's house. And you'll get a chance to see all the Christmas decorations.
Hey, also, Mike's neighborhood is full of decorations.
Oh, I don't doubt that. I've seen his neighborhood before. No. Number 90, Caden Bearcruz from Riverside also there. He's been pretty active tonight. I'm glad to see Riverside getting in on this.
Oh, absolutely.
Good.
Well, you got 38 seconds left, so this is going to be a win for the West.
Well, we got to see a little more fireworks this year. Last year, what was 6-3 or 6-7-6 or something. This year, 41 points scored.
Very entertaining game. Very entertaining game.
Yeah, it's great to see these guys one more time play football.
And I think it meant a lot to the kids to get together. And it's more than, it's about more than football, of course.
Sure.
Absolutely.
And well, if you do it right, organized athletics is about more than how to play a game.
Exactly.
All those things that you should learn. And thank goodness we've got good coaches around here who don't think they're the second coming of Vince Lombardi.
Right.
And, you know, they coach it well, and they tell them they love them.
Well, and all the guys you've talked to tonight, it's been nice to hear that they're out here and they're here for the Lord, they're here for Jesus, and that's what they made friends this week, and that's been the big thing. 3rd and 11, Lou Allen will have it. 5 receivers. I'm trying to throw it up, see what happens. He does. He chunks it down the middle. Complete.
Oh, that was
number
a great catch.
Tanner Renard goes up at the 15. He comes down hard, but, boy, what a catch.
That was a great catch.
He's down, but, man, he was up there and came down hard on the ground, on that cold ground. And hope he's all right, but I think he just got the air knocked out of him the way he fell down because he was tucking the ball and, boom, fell flat of his back there.
And that was Connor Griffin all over him, but he still made that catch. I mean, Connor didn't interfere, but he hit him just as the ball
great
got there.
Way in the ball game here
and
with
he,
that catch.
He hung on to that ball despite the lick by Connor and the lick by the ground.
Yes, sir.
In fact, what we got? We got somebody down out there, don't we?
Yeah, that's Renard, the receiver.
But he held on to the ball.
Very nice job by Tanner. He's sitting up now, and he's getting up.
There you go.
Yeah, he's walking fine, so he's got the breath knocked at him, out of him pretty. Comes off the field. Big hand by Tanner, for Tanner.
Well, he climbed the crowd. He climbed that step ladder to make that catch.
So didn't he know? He was way up in there.
He was high on the ground when he hit.
Yes, sir.
I don't blame him for taking a minute or two to catch his breath.
Mike, I think we see Tanner in baseball season here in a few months, too.
Looking forward to it.
First down, ball's at the 15-and-a-half-yard line. 30 seconds, ball, clock will run. 4 wideouts for the east side. Lou Allen back, got pressure. Oh, he goes down from the court. They couldn't keep him out, and that was number 41, Rylan Ackerman, Cherokee Bluff, his second sack of the day.
Ackerman came from behind and just took him to the turf.
And they'll call another timeout with 15.1 seconds here.
Well, they want to get one more on the board. Doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
No, it does to them, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Yep.
Not as far as the outcome of the game. But exactly. You want to get some pride here. That's right.
Exactly. It's a 2-score lead here for the West, leading 27-14.
Let's see what they do. The coaches bring them over when they're talking. I see.
Again, you love the coaches, the head coaches we have here in the Hall County, also the Jackson Banks area. Then we also added Lumpkin County, White County, Habersham Central. We're talking from Chad Bennett to Heath Webb, to Benji Harrison. Also, Stevens County was involved this year.
Uh-huh. You mentioned Cheatham up there in Fannin. Now, it's not here, but they're playing another game up there. He is the son-in-law of my former math teacher and wrestling coach,
how about
Jack
that?
King. Yep. So I've got a connection up in Fannin County.
How about that?
And his wife, Catherine, shares my birthday.
Oh.
Oh, we used to see each other at track meet at Jefferson all the time and ask each other about birthdays and so forth.
Chad's a good guy, good Christian guy. I got to listen up to meet him several years ago when he was brief stint at Banks County and then known him through rec ball. Four wideouts for the East. Peyton back to pass. He's got a man coming on. He's going to have to step up. He's got to run. He's looking to throw, looking to throw. Throws at the last second.
Intercepted.
Back in the end zone, and that'll be the end of your ball game. Right there is number 8 caught it.
Yep.
That Clyde Jones from Gainesville pulls it down is what I've got.
Yes, that's it.
And that'll be it right there, and they'll run the clock out. 27-14 will be your final score. The West squad wins the game.
Well, there you go.
That'll bring us to the conclusion of tonight's ball game. Everybody shake hands, take a knee. And congratulations to these seniors playing their final ball game as T-West defeats T-East by a final of 27-14. We'll head back down to the sidelines with Gary.
All right, well, they're all going to meet in the middle of the field here. And shake hands, and then they'll – and I think that usually they gather around for a prayer, don't they?
Yeah,
I think
they do during regular season. We saw that for a while, Joe, when Jason Lesher first took over for FCA. You remember back, you saw ESPN, the guys would, after a win, especially on opposing teams' field, they go around, they'd stomp the logo at midfield, that kind of thing.
Right.
When Jason came in, you saw teams line up on either side of the 50, and they were taking a knee and they'd pray.
Right.
And we saw that big change that took place here in this local area when Jason Lesher was called to take over FCA, and we've seen that, Clint, take over as Jason has retired, and we're seeing some great things take place.
Tommy's about to get the trophy here. Well, Coach, you get to close out the season with a win.
Hey, this was so much fun. Just fantastic effort by all the kids on this team, and that's what this is all about. And just really excited for them.
And a lot more than just football got talked about this week.
Oh, man, anytime you get FCA in the middle of this, you have a chance to profile the gospel, and these kids get to hear it over. That's why this game is so important. That's why it's so meaningful.
Yeah, they're down here jumping up and down. Now, you think they'd won the state championship, got that trophy up there.
They really like each other a lot. It's been a fun week.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Happy holidays to you.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Tommy Jones finishing his seventh season as head coach at Cherokee Bluffing, the victorious coach here this evening for the West squad for the FCA East-West All-Star Classic.
All right, Clyde Jones, last play of the game, Clyde. Last play of the football season for you, man.
Yes, sir.
Did you have fun?
Yes, sir, I did.
Like playing with all this talent this week?
It was just a great atmosphere. Great feeling getting back with some coaches that I knew from grade school. My freshman year, I got to meet Coach Webb and Coach Lyon this week. They went to Lumpkin County my freshman year. There's some great guys I met. Got to play with Josiah Thompson, just another great guy that I've known throughout my whole career.
Yeah, I'm going to let you go over there, but there's a lot more about football this week. Yeah. Had fun with everything else.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Clyde. All right. There we go. We got to go over there and get the team picture, guys.
All right.
That's going to about do it for us down here, I think.
All right, Gary. Thank you so much. Great job down the sidelines. Joe and I are back. And in this two-minute timeout, wrapping up for you one more time here on 97.5 Glory FM.
And often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
This is Matt Nick, president of Duplicating Products, where we're proud to celebrate 50 years of serving North Georgia. Since 1974, Duplicating Products has been dedicated to providing top-quality office solutions and exceptional service. Our success would not have been possible without the support of our incredible community and loyal customers. Thank you for being an important part of our journey. Find out more about us at duplicatingproducts.com/thank you.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. They're who I use for home security and cameras, and you should too. I've scouted them all, and there's no better choice. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
There we go. Thank you.
But the clock has hit zero on our season here, bringing you high school football, 97.5 Glory FM. This was a great way to end things, guys.
Yeah, it was a fun time and enjoyed it. As always, working's comfortable tonight. I mean, it wasn't overbearingly cold. It was a little chilly. You know, good, great atmosphere. A lot of points scored tonight. Several turnovers, but some big plays. Double reverse, a flare-out pass, and then a long pass. So I call it a double pass.
Yep.
But, you know, a lot of exciting football tonight. Some big defensive stops in there. Like I said, a couple turnovers, and it's an exciting ball game. They had 125 folks here tonight cheering them on, so that was really fun.
The crowd picked up, didn't it?
They did. They got into it a little bit more from halftime on. That was good to hear.
Yeah. We got here. There's about 15 or 20 people in the stands, but I think you're right, Joe. I think we're maybe having a couple hundred here.
Yeah, I think it was. And, you know, it's nice to have everybody here. As Clint told us there, and when he joined us, had five soul saves this week. And that's what it's all about anyway with this FCA All-Star Classic, to have more and more folks saved and follow the Lord. That's for sure.
Well, as I said, and some of the kids said, it's about more than football.
Exactly.
Football's fun. Football's fun.
Yeah, football's fun, but they know why they're there, and they do it all for the right reason, for that reason.
And the thing is, who knows what's going to happen to these young men once they leave here and go to the next level, when they go to college.
Right.
Whether it be a technical college or an academic college, mm-hmm. It doesn't matter.
Some of them may play at the next level, some of them may not.
Exactly.
But, you know, this is the kind of experience that you'll remember.
Exactly.
Forever.
Exactly.
You know,
right.
And as you said, some of them made friendships.
Sure.
Or they renewed friendships. Maybe they hadn't played against each other or seen each other since grade school.
Well, think about the coaches also. This is their chance to get together. You know, they're always opponents during the season. This is a great opportunity for them.
Yeah, and they had a lot of fun. So, and as I said, all the Cherokee Bluff people really, really contributed and get to go out with a win. Hey, it's always good to tack that W onto your resume at the end of the season.
Well, if the guys that never play again, can they say, I won my last high school football game?
Absolutely. There you go. There you go. Absolutely.
Exactly right.
Some of them can anyway.
Exactly.
Guys, it's been fun this season. It really has. And looking forward to 2025 and see what kind of changes take place next season. Looking forward to a great year once again here at 97.5 Glory FM. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Thanks to all our sponsors for being a part of our broadcast this season. Thanks always to our producer, Nathan Laddie, a great job he does. Thanks to Harper LaBelle joining us this year. Really added a lot to our broadcast this year. Gary on the sidelines doing an outstanding job. Gives that extra ability to really bring you up close what goes on in a high school football game. Mm-hmm. For the best play-by-play guy of the round, Joe Gailey.
I'm
Mike Warford. Thank you for being with us here. God bless you. Have a great time. Hey, join Joe tomorrow night. He'll be joined by Dave Cohen, the voice of Georgia State, as we bring you high school basketball tomorrow night from Chesapeake High as the War Eagles take on the Greater Atlanta Christian Spartans. You can see the game also on YouTube at War Eagle TV. We'll have our broadcast for you tomorrow night, starting with the pregame show at 6:45. Tip-off will be at 7 p.m. as Chesapeake takes on Greater Atlanta Christian. Then on Saturday, more college basketball with Dave as he brings you Georgia State basketball as the Panthers go up against Charlotte. The 49ers from the University of North Carolina at Charlotte take on the Georgia State Panthers Saturday, too. Make sure you make an appointment with us every Saturday morning, 9:05. Join us for the Saturday Morning Sports Show. We continue to grow. We've got more programming in store for you with more sports in 2025. So stay tuned for that announcement coming up very soon. Again, for the entire sports team at 97.5 Glory FM, for everybody at the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, we thank you for being with us. Have a great holiday season.
Merry
Stay
Christmas.
Tuned as we bring you the true meaning of the Christmas season right here on 97.5 Glory FM. Good night, everybody. Merry Christmas.
This has been Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM. Tonight's game was brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Duplicating Products, Riverside Pharmacy, EMC Security, Siphon Logistics, North Hall Tire and Wheel, and by Longstreet Cafe. This has been a sports presentation of WGTJ Radio, your radio station for North Georgia sports.